you thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and you're listening to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrad and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, you can give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Join us on our Facebook page, BricksTwinCities.com, where you can see us record live most Tuesdays. And check out our website, BricksTwinCities. Did I say Facebook page, BricksTwinCities.com? No, Facebook page, type in BricksTwinCities, and then you'll find our find us on there. And then our website, BricksTwinCities.com, where you can see the latest and greatest home searching and researching tools. You can download all our many publications that we have on there. And so excited, we have the Smart Seller book coming up here, getting pretty done to having that all edited and put together. I'm going to let my guests introduce themselves since I'm so not good at it this morning. Who do we have in studio?
I am Libby Hollenkamp with Bricks Real Estate.
Thanks for coming in, Lily.
I'm Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage.
All right. So today we are doing buying a home with a home to sell. Now, this is can be so much of a hurdle and so much anxiety behind it. Some people just like, let's just stay put, right? That they see the upcoming stresses of, well, are we going to end up homeless? Are we going to have to do a double move? We like our place enough. Let's just remodel it and put way too much money into it. Then they'll ever get back, and then they stay forever.
Ugh.
Right? We hear about that all the time.
We do.
Right?
Yep.
Like, oh, I'm thinking of remodeling, and they want to put $150,000 into a home that can't clear $250,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, taking your time to learn about this process and educating yourself in all the different ways that you can accomplish this is really important, because it doesn't need to have that anxiety behind it. When you're really prepared, you can alleviate most of that.
Right.
And I think that all starts with a lot of times where the anxiety starts is people start looking for a home before they ever put together their plan. So then they find the home they really like, and this is the snowball effect or the shotgun approach.
Right.
But this is where that starts. They find the home. Oh, we really like this home. Oh, we need to get our home ready to sell. How are we going to deal with this? Oh, we got to, are we making an offer, contingent, non-contingent? What are we doing? House either sells or maybe we're just not going to do this, and they back off, right? Or makes an offer that's not competitive, right?
All of the above.
Yeah.
Which leads you back to what we call the rent trap.
Yeah. I'd call that the home trap.
The home trap, yeah.
stuck in a home that you really don't necessarily want to be in, because obviously you're looking for a reason.
Right.
Right? And so to spend that time up front to educate yourself about getting your home ready and all the different approaches, that will get you prepared to do this and do it successfully and not lose a bunch of money or have a ton of stress with it. So
right.
The first thing I touched on this is don't rush, right? If you're looking at homes to start with, you're rushing. You've already jumped the gun.
You're like five steps ahead.
Right? When you start going, hey, should we look for a home? That's when you just go, stop. Okay, if we're going to look for a home, what are we doing with our home? Hey, let's pick up the phone and call our real estate agent. And let's start having a discussion immediately, because that's really the first step.
And it's exciting. It's fun. Everything online, you know, you get to see all the pretty pictures and all of the fun, you know, presentation of a new property that just went on the market. It's easy to get wrapped up into that. We are all guilty of that. But peeling it back, slowing it down, you know, getting real about what's the first step, you know.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know what's more fun is when you're prepared. So when you find that house you fall in love with, you can make that offer with full confidence.
It's a real opportunity.
So let's start out with the first way that people do this. And this is why that shotgun approach typically ends up with what's called a contingent offer. That's the most common approach. And people go, well, I want to make an offer on this house because I like this house, but I still have this house. So I'm going to make a contingent offer on this new house, because now they've kind of stuck themselves in this position because It's really the only choice they have at this point because they didn't really think about it. Right. So the contingent offer is an option, and people do it, but you need to understand, you know, what are the positives and what are the negatives. Well, the positive is you can avoid that double move, right? That you are going to, and you can avoid having to make a quick rushed decision, you think, right? Because actually, you are putting yourself in a rush position somewhat, because now instead of rushing to find a home, you're going to be rushing to sell a home,
right?
And that can have a lot of impact financially as well.
A lot of stress.
Right. So what are some of the weaknesses? It's that what we talked about, the pressure to sell, the likelihood of getting it accepted is significantly less than a non-contingent offer or an offer that has cleared contingencies of the sale already. And so you'll find that you'll have, I mean, Libby, what would you say as far as, I mean, percentage of times that sellers won't even look at contingent offers?
Well, in this market, I mean, we're basically in spring
to 70-ish more.
Well, it's I think in this market, at the first time home buyer price point,
yeah,
which is actually kind of anything under 300 these days, really is,
yeah,
a lot of first time home buyers, you know. A lot of sellers aren't even entertaining contingent offers,
yeah,
you know, and so it's just, I don't know what the percentage would be.
I think probably in that range, 70% won't even consider it.
Yeah.
Right.
Least, yeah.
And now it does change. As you start to go up in price point, you do get more and more, because I think it becomes a certain point where it's like, okay, yeah, a person's going to have a home to sell, right? Before they accept an offer. So like you get up to the 500 plus thousands, depending on where you're at, you know, some areas, yeah, that's moving really fast too.
Yeah.
So the other thing that even if your offer does get accepted, you could still get bumped,
mm-hmm,
right? That another offer comes in that's non-contingent. Mm. They could call for you to clear your contingencies.
Well, and the important thing as a buyer is, what does that mean to you? You understand that you went out and found this really great, wonderful home that now they accepted your offer. You're moving forward. You're in day two, day three of your inspection contingency. You've just spent $500-$600 on an inspection. And somebody else came along who had their home on the market, had an accepted offer, or aren't even writing contingent. And all of a sudden, you've got pressure to produce an offer on your home. I can't even begin to explain how stressful.
Well, you're
it is
either
if
you're.
You
I mean, if you have short timelines, you're slashing prices.
Yeah.
You know, you're. Again, it goes back to that anxiety, that shotgun approach, that rushing it. All of this can be kind of alleviated to as we start to look at some of these other approaches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm seeing more and more buyers looking at these other options. You know, when they have a home to sell.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it used to be 2011, 12, 13, whatever, 14, and it started to change around then. And yeah, writing a contingent offer, that was like pretty normal. Lending guidelines were really strict at that point. And, you know, there wasn't necessarily a need to kind of move along. But as that market kind of thinned out and the inventory dropped, it became much more important to have that non-contingent ability, or at least have cleared your inspection and the sale of your home.
Right.
So the non-contingent offer. Now, the fear here is that having two mortgages, and I think how often does a person really make maybe a payment or two, you know, I mean, or go beyond that, I should say.
I don't think it's all too often. I mean, I don't know the percentage, but in today's market, like you guys know, houses are selling pretty quickly. So chances of you even making one payment.
That's a double.
Are very slim.
Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, when you buy a house, your first payment isn't due for at least a month, if not 2 months.
Correct.
Right? Depending
Correct.
On your closing date.
Exactly.
So, you know, that gives you time to make an offer, close on that house, get your home on the market, and maybe have one overlap, or if you're living in the home, probably no overlap. Right.
It
just kind of, and we'll talk more about that after we get back from the commercial break of how to structure that and a few different ways to go about it and some of the other different options to avoid, again, doing the contingent offer, which it's not as successful and you may not accomplish all the goals that you're really hoping. All right. If you have any questions for us, give us a call. 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. We'll be right back.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com. Or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Are you looking for the smarter way to buy and sell homes? Check out HouseGeeks.com. The HouseGeeks with Bricks Real Estate have the experience, tools, and technology to get you the best value. At HouseGeeks.com, you will be able to download their free home search app, easily set up appointments, or request your free home and neighborhood market assessment. Remember, The House Geeks, the smarter way to buy and sell homes.
My clothing is falling apart. My stuff's in a van. I have to rent storage space, and that will cost money I don't plan on spending. And the sellers are threatening to sue. My loan officer never called much, so I thought things were fine. Now I have to start over.
Avoid costly last-minute disasters by choosing an experienced local loan officer. Call iLoan at 877-373-4467 or visit iLoanHomeMortgage.com. iLoan Home Mortgage is an equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 4474.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Welcome back to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us or are thinking about making a move, give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. I'd like to thank Libby Hollenkamp for coming in today from the Gray Duck team, joining us, giving us some insight, because we are talking about buying a home with a home to sell. I will not thank you, Chad, for coming in, as you're always here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks, Kirk.
All right. Hey, no problem.
Appreciate the warm introduction.
So, yes, talking today about buying a home with a home to sell. And as we talked about in the previous segment, there's a lot of anxiety around this. But if you approach it correctly and look at all the different options, you can really alleviate a lot of that stress and anxiety. And the keys are really just don't go about it the shotgun way, which is as soon as you start thinking about maybe wanting to move, don't start your search. Contact your agent. If you don't have an agent, ask for references or reach out to us, whatever it is, right? That you start that conversation right away, because there are many different ways. Actually, I recently just sat down with a listener about this exact conversation just last week. And so to walk through all these different possibilities. And one of the first things is how can you even start looking at a home without knowing exactly what your home might be selling for? I mean, that's a huge piece of it. That's why having that conversation with your agent and looking at the real value, not a computer estimated value, a real value, right, with a well put together market analysis. So it's very, very important. Okay, so we talked about the contingent offer, which is basically making an offer, meaning that you have to sell your home in order to buy the new home, right? That's the contingent offer. And we talked about the weaknesses of how that can get bumped, how you might be pressured to sell your own home faster, and how the likelihood of getting your offer accepted is pretty low depending on the price point that you're at. So the non-contingent. Now, Chad, there's you know, the more traditional way of doing this, which is, you know, holding both mortgages at the same time. Now, keep in mind, as we mentioned in the last segment, that the first payment of that new mortgage usually won't start for 1 to 2 months after you close.
Correct.
And with a market where the average days on market is, you know, 19 to 40, depending on the price point and area.
Right.
You know, it's going to fall in line that, you know, they might not ever make a payment or maybe have one overlapping payment.
Maybe.
But there is, they have to qualify how for two payments.
Right. And this is where we always talk about, excuse me, it's never too early to start the process because there's a lot of options out there to look at non-contingent and making your offer more, you know, more competitive in the market. And that all depends on your equity position in the home that you're selling. And that's why you want to meet with your realtor to determine that equity position. But we do have products out there like a home equity loan. You can do a home equity line of credit against your current property to use for a down payment on the new property.
And you can go in with a minimum down payment of what? Typically, is about 5% on a second?
Yeah, good point. So you can do a minimum 5% down on the new purchase, and we have a product at Bell where you can recast that new mortgage when you sell your current home and put that 20% down if you have that equity.
Right, without a refinance cost.
Correct. Yeah. It's a flat fee of $500. So
eliminating that PMI.
Correct. And there's a lot of things that I want to talk to you about on the lending side that we can set you up for success. But again, don't ever think it's too early to start the process because these are all very important things.
Yeah, honestly, it's that shotgun approach. Yeah, I've seen it work, but it is stressful. It's terrible.
Well, and you know, there are a lot of creative solutions. Like you were just talking about the home equity line of credit, the 401k. A lot of people do have, you know, a good amount in their 401k, and it's a scary thought to even think
of borrowing from it,
touch it, even yeah. breathe on it.
Right.
I had a client the summer I was working with, and I said, you know, to get your house really ready, it really would be ideal. His circumstances with kids and pets and just all of this chaos and life, and it just, there wasn't time. Everything was stressful. Mm-hmm. And I said, what if you buy and move and we get the house ready and we get it on the market and we stage it and we make it present its very best.
Let me guess, there was just like this 401k. Look of relief when he thought about that.
Well, what was funny is his folks were there and his mom said, oh no, he'll have two mortgage payments. And I said, if we time it just right, he probably won't. And
right.
then as it ended up, his purchase of his old home or his new home landed right at the beginning of August. So his first payment wasn't until October 1st.
Right.
We had his home on the market right at the beginning of August. As soon as he was out the door, we were on his heels getting it on the market. And we had a buyer right away because he had a smart strategy with staging and he had planned and done all the work to prepare the home as he was getting ready to move, knowing he had selected his home. He ended up with no mortgage payments on September 1st. We had him close by the end of August.
Nice.
I love
and
that.
It was, you know, as soon as he closed on his home, he was able to pay back the 401k with very little you know, consequence.
Impact. Right.
So it was ideal. And people are fearful of that. And then I've seen clients who go the other way and they're like, no, we don't want to go non-contingent. We don't want to go non-contingent. And they put an offer and their house is on the market and they're stressed and they're mm-hmm. reducing it and they lose money on that inspection because someone else, you know, got
bumped
their
them.
Dream
yeah.
home.
Right.
And they ended up ultimately going that route and they ended up in a really great home. And those
well,
folks
and it tends to be, too, you know, in the average price point, you're worried about this double payment, which we said the likelihood of maybe having one is there. We're talking a few grand. That's it.
Correct.
But you're paying probably 5, 10, 15 grand more for the house than you could if you were non-contingent, and you're probably selling your home for 5, 10, 15 grand less. Right?
You're
so
not
you got
as
30 G's,
right.
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, to set yourself up, so the 401k loan, you mentioned getting a gift from a relative mm-hmm. to help.
Right.
You know,
that is an option.
Because you can do that. There's also a home equity line of credit to borrow temporarily to secure the new home. And then there's the portfolio loan products for maybe the people who are just not quite as conventional of a buyer. I had one that was, I mean, she had a decent income, mm-hmm. but she had this really nice house that she had a lot of equity in.
Right.
But she was also buying another house of similar value. So the debt-to-income ratio didn't make sense, but the equity made sense. Mm-hmm. The portfolio product made sense, right? And a portfolio that's basically the, kind of the old way of lending, where the bank looks at it, looks at the numbers and goes, this makes sense, right?
Compensating factors.
Right. Exactly. Yep. So, you know, taking the time to learn about, you know, your situation, right? And then taking the time to structure this plan can alleviate a lot of that, those concerns.
Right. I think the biggest takeaway there, guys, is the fact that you want to be prepared. Educate yourself, talk to a professional, and do the right thing.
You know, the last couple minutes left, there are a couple other ways that you can kind of approach this. There is an option for, you know, maybe listing your home, but it's contingent upon you finding a new home. This is a creative solution. I have used this before. Yes. I've had clients that have made offers on homes that, but you do get less buyers that come to your home because they don't know for sure, right? Well, if you're going to find your house or not.
At least it's a step further. Because sometimes you do have to buy contingent. Mm-hmm, sometimes you're not in a position where you have the equity or the 401k or the loan from folks or whoever.
Right.
You know, sometimes you have to buy contingent and you still want to move. You want to make that step. Yep. So it's, again, peeling it back to planning, preparation, talk to your agent, talk to your lender. What's the best step? So get the house ready, get it on the market, get it under contract, have a really good idea of what you're looking for so that when the right one comes up, you can at least write a stronger offer.
Yeah, well, you just jumped in right to the last way, which is well, and this is kind of like if you're going to do it contingent, this is how you do it, which is put your home on the market, get it under contract, then start looking for a home. Mm-hmm. Right now, at least you're under contract. You know how much you're getting for your house.
Right.
Right. And so if you are going to go the contingent route, that's the way to kind of do it. But I would say explore every option because a lot of people, including my client who did the portfolio loan, did not think that she could do that and thought that the offers would have to be contingent.
You don't know until you look.
Right.
And it's easier to get your offer accepted when it's contingent on the closing rather than the sale.
Right. Absolutely. So I know we drilled on it, but it's taking the time and not being in a rush is going to avoid that anxiety and that stress, and it'll get you ready to move forward with success. Even if that is going the contingent route, you have the plan in place to do it.
Right.
So hopefully you found the show helpful. If you have any questions for us, you're looking at maybe going down this road, give us a call, 651-303-0019. Check us out online at brickstwincities.com. Thank you, Libby. Thank you, Chad, for coming in.
Thanks, Kirk.
Thank you, Kirk.